The idea is it'll help them build a new ground in Moston. It'll help unlock grant funding. Because when you get grant funding, often they say, yeah, we'll give you that much, but you've got to raise this much. And that's what happened here. FC United's general manager is Andy Walsh. Congratulations.
Cheers, Alan.
1.6 million. That was the target. How easy was it?
It was hard work. But people believe in what we're trying to do. And it came in. We've smashed through the 1.6. We're still working out exactly what the final figure is, and we've got a board meeting on Monday where we'll finalise that figure.
Yeah, and that's sort of the key to grants from elsewhere. Where will those come from?
Well, as you quite rightly said there in your introduction, that you know grant funding bodies want to see match funding, yeah, and want to see your commitment to the project as well. In these times, grant funding is increasingly hard to come by, so they want to see more of that. So for us, it unlocks something like £1.5-2 million worth of additional funding. Large bulk of that is coming from Sport England Football Foundation. Those applications are still in process. We've not finalised those. We'll get final decisions on those at the end of this month. So it's not all there yet.
Why? I mean, football's got an awful lot of real estate already. You play at Gig Lane very successfully, a good relationship with Bury. So why not carry on doing that? What's so important about having your own stadium?
Well, it's Bury's ground. Bury, all the match day revenues go to Bury. They don't go to us. So we get the gate, and then Bury get the bar, which is great for them, and it's been good for us as well. But we're a different setup to Bury as well, and we want something which is more akin to, more suitable to our supporters. And this facility is not just about the football ground; it's about the community facilities we're putting in there as well. We're only going to be playing 25-30 days a year, the first team. So for the other 11 months of the year, we've got to be able to use the stadium for proper community benefit.
And I mean, there's a lot of support in Moston. I don't know the balance of it specifically, but I'm told that it's fairly great the proportion of people that support. But there are some objections.
There's a very strong and well organised no campaign, and if you go off the letters that were put into the planning application, there's about 6,000 in favour and 2,500 against. So there is strong opposition. We're hoping that over the period of operating the ground, that we'll be able to win those people over. Their fear is about what happens on match day more than anything else.
Yeah.
And we're hoping to show them that can be managed, and it's a relatively small part of the overall facility.
And when does it start? When do they break ground?
Well, we've got to finalise the legal agreements. We've got to finalise all those financial agreements, and we're hoping to start in May. And the big thing for us as FCNA, it's not just about what we're going to do. This is a sign to all the football fans that they can actually what they can actually achieve. If we can raise this kind of money from our relatively small support, then Blackburn, they don't need foreign owners, they don't need people from the outside, they can raise that money themselves, and it's really exciting, not just for FC United and Manchester, but for football as a whole.
And what does it say to you? I mean, when you it wasn't exactly a breakaway, but when you all got very upset at what went on at the other United that we won't talk about this morning, but when all that went on, you can't have expected this.
No, not at all. And you know, and that decision to give up our season tickets was a very tough one. But we had to show that it was an alternative way of doing things. Too many clubs now suffer from the instability of changing owners and debt. This is something which we're hoping to develop over time. It's not a short term campaign. Over time, show that there is a different way of doing it, and it's not just football. You know, we've had discussions in this last week. I've had discussions with people in rugby. I've had discussions with people in athletics, and just yesterday I was talking to people from a Premier League club who were thinking of issuing community shares. This is seismic, this, and it was developed here in Manchester.
It's somewhat new. It's got to be starting somewhere good, so why not Manchester? Good on you, Andy. Good luck to you, and well done so far. Good to talk to you. Thank you very much indeed. FC United general manager Andy Walsh at 12 o'clock.